SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mike, honestly, like, let's think about this for a second. Like, they are so talented. They have so many great players. You just can't even explain it other than they're bocce jinxed. Like, they can't win games when it matters. They can't win games now on Sundays. I mean, I'm talking playoffs, they couldn't get it done. They blew that. I mean, that was, like, just ugliness. And now, I'm not one to believe that it lingers into the next season, that they're, you know, on some kind of, you know, they got a black cloud diner thing hanging over their head. No, it's just that they lose every game. Like every game comes down to the last minute, the last second, overtime, whatever. They have nothing easy. When is the last time you saw them just rock and roll in a game and get it done? Besides, you know, never.
Yeah, aside from that, you know, the first half of that playoff game where they were destroying Jacksonville, other than that half, it is always down to the death. Chargers minus one early in the week, road favorites at Minnesota this Sunday.
I want nothing to do with the Los Angeles Chargers and all their – I got enough bad luck trying to win games in the NFL than to go near that catastrophe of jinx.
Or the Vikings. I mean, those are two teams that you don't want anything to do with playing each other Sunday in Minnesota. All right, we'll keep rolling with yesterday now. The Colts beat the Texans 31-20. I thought Anthony Richardson was great, Scotty, till he got hurt and couldn't play anymore. He had two rushing touchdowns. Here's the second one on Fox.
Second loss fumble for Stroud. Keeping is Richardson. And Anthony Richardson into the end zone for his second touchdown of the day.
He's a monster. He's the, you know, I hate to say it, new Cam Newton. He's huge. He's, you know, able to truck people. He's elusive. He's athletic. He's got speed with the size. Like, he can just pick it up. He's like a car. A guy gains speed and just, you better get out of his way. Scoring touchdowns every week. Now, remember, week one, end of the game, goes down injured. Week two now, two touchdowns on the ground, and now concussed. I don't see how he plays this week with a concussion. He's something else. But again, if you think that you can make a living in this league running over people because you're an athlete, you're a badass, you're bigger, you're stronger, you're meaner, you can truck people, you will learn in short order there is always the availability of a car crash on the NFL field if someone's going to hit you harder and you're going to go down and you're not getting up. I do not believe in these guys that think they can win football games running the ball, the quarterbacks. Josh Allen, it's coming. Like, it is coming. This guy, one of these days, they're going to carry him out on a stretcher. He's going to have the fingers all curled, and he's going to be paralyzed on a board because he takes way too many shots. And then he gets up yesterday. He's like, I'm a badass. I'm a badass. He's, like, taunting them now that no one can hurt him. It's coming for him, too. You run the ball, you will get lit up, and that'll be the end of it.
Now, Minshew came in. He didn't play bad. 19 for 23, 171, and a touchdown for Gardner Minshew, and it probably will be him this week. Richardson's still in concussion protocol today for the Colts. They play Baltimore coming up this week. The Bucs, Scotty, out to a 2-0 start with Baker Mayfield. 27-17, they beat the Bears. How about Mike Evans on Sunday? 6 for 171 and this touchdown on Fox.
Third and long. Mayfield off his back foot. Hurts Mike Evans. Get Mike Evans. Touchdown Tampa.
Well, look, you can't argue with the results. They're 2-0, and I can say now emphatically that whoever you want to get wins, play the Bears. Because the Bears stink. Yeah. And so I'm not that excited about the Buccaneers' win yesterday. They just got it done against, I think, one of the two or three worst teams in the league. Fields, I didn't think played that badly. I don't think he was that bad, but they are that bad. And I think that the Bucs actually have a defense. So when you got a defense at some level, which they do, and you got a guy like Baker who can sling it, and he's not afraid to throw it to Evans. I mean, you had all this other nonsense. This guy's been bouncing around this and that, but he's not afraid to sling it. So he knows who to throw it to. He's not stupid. I think Baker can play. I think it's kind of cool. They're 2-0. They're fun to watch.
They are fun to watch. And look, I know people make a lot of excuses for Fields. He stinks. He throws at least 2 interceptions every game. He's super athletic. He got a running touchdown. He can run the football. These numbers every week, I mean, they're just not good. He throws like at least 2. He only 200 yards every week. I know. And then there's those, his weapons are bad. The coach is bad. It's been like 30 games now.
Yeah.
He hasn't been good. It's like, it's not the first season or 5 games. It's 30 games now.
Right.
And the numbers are still the same every week. So I just don't see it. I just don't see how he's getting any better at this point. That's just the way that I feel about Fields. I'm not outside. I mean, everybody else is.
I'm not going to argue.
49ers beat the Rams 30-23. We had a couple of bells rung for us with the lion's share from Friday, including Deebo Samuel as one of them on Fox for the Niners.
He's got to cover everything.
Here's Samuel to the edge. Steps through a tackle. Now cuts it back. Deebo Samuel through traffic for the touchdown. Jones had a shot. Darion Kendrick had a shot. But it's Deebo Samuel who ends up with 6.
And now they have the Giants in, bottom line, 3 nights. They're playing them Thursday night at Santa Clara. And I'm sorry, they're just flat out better than the Giants. Like, the fact that Arizona had that gigantic lead and let them beat them is really on Arizona. I do not think the Giants are good right now. I think Arizona stinks. They had that game wrapped up, and then they took the pedal off the, off the Florida car, and that was it. And they got, you know, steamrolled in the second half. But San Francisco don't play those games. There's not going to be any of this, like, no, we're going to build a 20-point lead and then let you come back. If they get it, you remember what they did to the Steelers. You give them a big lead, they just finish you. They stick a knife in your throat. That's what they'll do to the Giants. Did you see the number? It's like 10. Are you
going to jump?
Are you going to take 10.5 with the Giants? You're going to lay it.
I don't think I could take 10.5 with the Giants. I think that's
me.
I think I'm probably going to look more into the total or some other things. I don't think I could take 10. If I would lay it with Niners before I take it with the Giants. Especially off the way the Giants have played. Even though they won that game, I don't care about that. Did you think McVay knew the spread, by the way, when he kicked that field goal with no time left? Did you like that by McVay? Did he know the spread, Scotty? I say
of
yes.
Of course. I say yes. Of course. And I hate any number of 10.5 double figures. Oh, God, yeah, humanity.
A lot of those this week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Had you ever heard of Puka Nacua, Carver High?
Obviously, before last week. No, I had not. But let's be fair here. I mean, this dude, excellent. Once again, 15 for 147 in the Ram loss. 25 catches in his first 2 games. Rookie record. 5th-round pick, Scotty, out of BYU. Basically doing what Cooper Kupp does, right?
That's right.
He's just playing the Cooper Kupp role for Matthew Stafford, and he's playing it to perfection. So if Cooper Kupp ever plays again, which I guess who knows when that'll ever be, it'd be interesting to have both of those guys on the field. And we say this, Stafford, even though they lost yesterday, Stafford's been good the first 2 weeks. He actually looks healthy. He's played well. Rams actually look like a capable team that could give team scares every week. I didn't think they played poorly yesterday. I know they needed the late field goal to cover. I thought they were in the game.
They were in the game, and I just don't know what to believe. Like,
right.
They won in Seattle, so their confidence is, you know, up here, sky high. Then they go give the Niners a game, at home. They give them a game, and now they slipped a little because they lost. And, you know, at some level, I want to see what happens. Let's say if they drop a couple more games, are they going to throw in the towel like they did last year? At one point last year, like I'd say about week 10, they just quit. I mean, they went through the motions like nobody's business. So once the enthusiasm wanes and then it's, you know, dripping, drip, drip, and there's no drips left, then they quit playing, then they could be as bad as they were last year. They were a bad football team last year. I don't know what to believe because they won a game and then they were in a game. I don't know what to think of this team yet. I'll give the kid Nakua's played great. I'll give you Stafford has played well. And that, to me, is because it's indicative of he's not having elbow problems yet. He's had all kinds of, you know, the more the games roll out and the more he plays and the more he gets hit, the more those odds will increase of him having problems. Because he's people keep forgetting. They always say, oh, he looks really good. You know, he's healthy. He's old. He's not that old. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's Graybeard. But he is. His body's old. The shots he took in Detroit and the shots he's taken in L.A., he's got a lot of football on that body.
Certainly does. The Cowboys beat the Jets 30-10. Down in Dallas, good day for Prescott, Scotty. 31 of 38, 255 and two touchdowns. Zach Wilson threw three picks, most of them late in the second half as the Cowboys pulled away. Here is Mike McCarthy, proud of the Cowboys' 2-0 start.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're off to an outstanding start. The pressure and the takeaways are, you know, an incredible level after two games. So, this group has taken it up a notch clearly from last year. I think from top to bottom, not only our veteran players, but our younger players are really contributing. So it's awesome to see them flying around and staying the course. And like I said, the second half was super impressive.
So I don't have a problem at all with this team, the way they're playing. They look really good. Their defense is sick. The problem I have is we all know what happens to this team every year. Like, they win all kinds of games. They play well every week. They're in every game they play. They got a lot of talent. I mean, just Dak to CeeDee in itself is a problem for NFL teams to deal with, right? So they're a really dangerous team. There's no doubt about it. So why is it that every year in January, they fold up shop like it's snowing at a campsite? Honestly, they're just done. Like, they go into the playoffs and they're just like, all right, that's it for us. We're out of here. We're leaving. We're done playing well. We're gonna pack it all in and get out of here and go home to the fireplace because we can't win playoff games. I mean, that's just all there is to it. It's going on like 25 years.
It's really true. And it's almost like they've become, you know, because I think they're a very good team. But you're right. Like, this doesn't matter. What they do in the regular season just doesn't matter. You can't take anything from it because you need to see them do it when it matters. So they can go 13-4, you know, or 12. You know, they can have some kind of big regular season. But until you actually see them win playoff games, the confidence just isn't going to be there, at least for me, Scotty. That's just kind of how I feel with it. And I think they play the Niners in 3 weeks. Sunday night game in San Francisco. You know, that'll be a little more telling. They play Arizona this week, so that's another week they should whoop up on somebody when they play Arizona on Sunday. Over
what is it, like 12? I mean, the spread's enormous.
That I saw 12.5. Cowboys road favorites, 12.5, going on Sunday. That's a late game in Arizona. There's a lot
they
of big,
beat,
big
they
spreads.
They could beat the Niners.
Week.
I mean, why not? They're as good as San Francisco. Yeah. Look, people are like, you know, Philly and, you know, they think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. I don't see that right now. I've seen them struggle at times in both their wins, and I haven't seen that in San Francisco or Dallas. I actually think the Niners and Cowboys are playing better than the Eagles.
I believe that as well as of right now. And the only other game was that Washington-Bronco game, which you've talked about a lot. Denver had a 21-3 lead. Washington then had a 35-24 lead. Denver got a Hail Mary in the final seconds, but could not get the two-point conversion. I heard you took the game. I agree. That was pass interference on the two-point conversion.
Oh, my God.
No doubt in my mind. Pass interference. But you, now they're 0-2 also. They lost both their games at home. And you hear Peyton afterwards, and he's all mad. You know, we're not doing a good enough job. Russ isn't getting the plays in. It's on him. He's got to be sharper. Like, this is the stuff he said was the problem with Hackett last year that he was going to fix, that they never got plays in on time. They didn't do that. And they're doing the same things. So is it Russ? Or is it, I mean, who knows at this point? But they're on the rails right now for another real bad year, the way they've started.
It's because they are a real bad team. I've been hearing it, like, you're up, what was it, 21-3 or something like this, and I'm watching a game, and I'm, like, hearing the announcers, like, they're blowing them out. They're on their way. They can't be stopped. Having a big day. They're exploding. I've heard all this. And then they literally got shut down, like an epidemic. They shut it down, and it was like, everybody go home. Yeah. I thought they played terrible with that big lead, and I turned around, I blinked, and the Commanders were winning. And once they passed them, you know my theory with that, right? That's the Indy 500. Yeah. Once you get passed, it's over. You're done. You're not winning anything. Same thing in NASCAR. You lap them. It's over. So I actually think the Broncos stink. And they're paying Sean Payton all that money to stink. Nice job, coach. Hey, who are you going to blame this week, coach? And honestly, the wristband thing is pathetic. It really is. This guy's been in the league 15 years. Now all of a sudden he needs to wear a wristband like he's, you know, Brock Montana, his second year in the league. He doesn't know the plays. Wilson doesn't need to wear that. It's ridiculous. What he needs to do is take a look in the mirror for him and all of his genius hires of his coaching staff that are doing nothing but losing. And I'll tell you what, for the money they pay in Denver for those tickets, nice two home losses. Way to go, brother. Keep it up. You're the coach. I always told you, I don't know how many times I've said this. He's the most overrated coach in sports. I mean, the guy won one Super Bowl. Christ almighty, who hasn't? And then he gets more money than anyone? To do what?
I don't disagree.
What? You haven't. They're as bad as they were. They may be worse.
They may be.
Go ahead. Blame me all you want. You suck. Up 20 points. You suck. Honestly, don't get me started.
Two Monday night games tonight. You'll talk to them, to Davis about those, and then we'll talk about them also after you talk to him. We'll come back.
Can't stand Sean Payton.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Gray. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
How about their $1,500 first bet offer with the bonus code SG1500 for all new BetMGM account users? How do you get it? Download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android in the Play Store, or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up, deposit at least $10 into your BetMGM Sportsbook account, place your first wager, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. If the bet does lose, your bonus bets are going to be available once the wager is settled. Check BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Davis Lee Roth Maddox joins us from Fantasy Sports Today. You can catch him Saturdays at 8 with Scoop Mish and every day on Coast to Coast. Good to see you, Davis. I want to start with this. The wild cards, Seattle, one out of Texas in the AL. And then Miami and the Cubs tied for the last wild card in the NL with the Reds a half out, San Francisco two out. It continues to sizzle for these wild cards, frankly, in both leagues.
It does continue to sizzle. I feel lucky that we are getting this AL wild card race because it looked for a long time this season like that was going to end up being pretty boring. It is pretty much a three-horse race now between Toronto, Texas, and Seattle. We certainly could see the AL West and not the AL East like we thought, ending up sending, you know, three teams to the playoffs, which I think probably is deserved at this point. I mean, I feel personally, I don't know, you feel that Seattle is definitely deserving of getting in there. And I think they have a pretty fun postseason roster. And then the NL wild card remains. I mean, the Giants certainly are not out of it. They are two games back of the second wild card right now. I think I'm now officially rooting for the Miami Marlins to make it, if for no other reason than my Fantasy Sports Today co-host Scoop Mish getting to go to some playoff games and getting to see some high leverage baseball.
Well, I mean, they were hot. And they had a great weekend. They've won three in a row, 6 of 10. And then I look at the Cubs. What a disastrous West Coast trip where they puked in Colorado, puked in Arizona, and they've won two of their last 10. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And they've lost five in a row. I mean, they're melting.
Yeah. They are. And some of those games they lost, by the way, I mean, just like inexcusable stuff, like getting done over by the Colorado Rockies and then letting your direct competition, the Arizona Diamondbacks, just get one over on you. I mean, the Diamondbacks sitting there at 79-72. If the Cubs could have just held serve in that series, they would have created some real distance between themselves and between the Reds and the Diamondbacks and the Miami Marlins. They really looked a gift horse in that, especially that Colorado series. Like at this stage of the season, losing games to the Colorado Rockies is not really acceptable.
Well, going back to Seattle, what's happening to them? 3-7-10, just got swept. I can't believe it because they were playing such great baseball since the start of July. And it seems like they've hit a wall.
You know, I will give them a little bit of a pass. The teams that did them over, the reason why they've been on such a bad run for the last 2 weeks, they go up against the Tampa Bay Rays, who are, you know, I mean, it's a very tumultuous season for the Tampa Bay Rays, but one of the better teams in baseball. And then they had a three-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are, you know, losing starting pitchers left, right, and center, but are still one of the absolute best teams. So, you know, to get through that stretch and to still be alive, obviously you would have preferred for them to have created some distance as opposed to losing to the Toronto Blue Jays over that space. But, I mean, it's the Dodgers and the Rays. Like, I'll give them a pass for that.
So, Philly and Atlanta tonight in Hot Town, Wheeler and Wright. Who do you like there?
Yeah, give me the Braves there. I know the Phillies are a great baseball team that they've won, you know, a ton of games this year, but the Braves are just the best. I mean, they are, to me, the Braves really are in a class of their own compared to every other team in the National League. That includes the Dodgers. I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week, you know, how we would price that series between the Dodgers and the Braves. And I think the Braves are just the class of Major League Baseball this year.
Did you see your Royals right now? Bases loaded, bottom eight, and two outs, down 4-3 to the Guardians in Kansas City right now, the only day ball game in the show.
Yeah, I mean, what had to happen to fans of Major League Baseball here on this Monday that the only day game was the freaking Guardians and the Kansas City Royals? Not exactly what the people are clamoring for. The Royals, I mean, look, they've been a little bit feisty here down the stretch. They actually are hitting all right. They only have one pitcher who, by the way, Cole Ragans might have given himself the yips. But, I mean, look, at least the Kansas City Royals are fighting a little bit.
So the Mets play in Miami. The Marlins have to take advantage of that. The Twins are in Cincinnati. The Reds have to win. I mean, the Twins are already in. The Reds can't mess around at all.
No, the Reds can't mess around at all, but I have a bad feeling that the Reds are going to continue to mess around. I mean, no team, and they've gotten shellacked in some of these games. You know, I mean, losing 15-7 to the Cubs, losing 10-3 to the Blue Jays. There was that Cubs series a month and a half ago where they gave up football scores back-to-back nights. Like, I wanted the Reds. I was rooting for them this whole time, but they are not playing particularly serious baseball.
All right, Seattle has to play in Oakland tonight. San Diego still thinks they're in it, but they're not. They got Waka going tonight against Colorado. What do you think of the O's against Verlander at Minute Maid tonight?
I actually love this spot to bet on the Orioles. The Orioles are deeper than +150. I'm taking them. They called up another one of their top prospects, which, by the way, if you've ever looked at a picture of all these kids that the Orioles are coming up, they all look the exact same. They all have the same haircut. It is hilarious how similar all of these young Baltimore Orioles prospects look like. But I think they are just any time, because the whole thesis was never that the Orioles are going to have really good starting pitching anyway. So if they have a huge disadvantage of starting pitcher, which they do tonight with Means taking the mound, I don't really care.
Does Rodriguez have a shot tonight? The Tigers' best pitcher going against the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine, or is it automatic?
That feels like a completely automatic spot. I mean, Lynn, definitely not the best thing that the Dodgers have to offer, but the Tigers traveled to Chavez Ravine to give up 3 wins. That's just the nature of the game.
All right. So you're very interested in the double dip in the NFL pain day tonight, the Monday night doubleheader. The Saints and Panthers started off in Charlotte early on ESPN, and you're involved in this one.
Yeah, I like the Saints here. I mean, are the Saints a great football team? No, but the Panthers are a pretty brutal football team. Bryce Young looked all right for his very first NFL start. The Saints are just going to play good defense. I think the Saints will be a classic. They're going to get, you know, when they play the 49ers, when they play the Eagles, when they play the Cowboys, they're going to be outclassed, but they are going to handle their business this year against bad teams. So I'm on the Saints side of that game.
And then you got involved on the Browns-Steelers game, which will be on ABC at like 8:15. And they're playing in Pittsburgh. And I don't like where you're going here. I really don't. I'm starting to not like you today already.
Oh, look, man. It's going to pain me. I don't like the Browns. I think the Browns are a total clown shoes organization. I did not like the decision to give Deshaun Watson $260 million guaranteed. But I've been waiting for Kenny Pickett. Pickett was one of the guys I was probably most excited to watch in week one, and he just fell flat on his face. Now they don't have Deontay Johnson. The defense, I mean, granted, it's the 49ers, and a lot of defenses are going to look bad against the 49ers, but I'm actually going to buy another point here and take them to cover the alternate 3.5-point spread, get a little bit of extra juice there, because I do feel like either the Steelers put together 380 yards offense and they win, or it's just a brutal day for those flying the Pittsburgh Steelers' terrible towel flag.
So you really think they're going to go into Pittsburgh and win by 4?
I either think they're going to cover the spread by a lot, right? Like where it's not competitive, or this is a classic Tomlin game. You know what I'm saying? Like Tomlin digs deep, gets the boys set. I think you could take the Steelers on an alternate spread, by the way. I think you could take the Steelers -3.5 and buy. I mean, that would probably be like what, -350 or something like that. Like I don't hate that angle either, but I like the Brown side slightly better.
Jesus, I don't think the Steelers could cover that fat number either, to be honest with you. I'm like thanking God I got 2.5. What do you got going with Miles Sanders?
Yeah, so this one felt pretty good. Miles Sanders basically split work pretty evenly last week with Chuba Hubbard, the old veteran running back from Oklahoma State. I know they signed him to a bunch of money. I don't think the run lanes are going to particularly be there for him tonight, and I don't think he'll be. I mean, I bet he gets 16 carries in this game. The Saints' run defense looked pretty good against Derrick Henry in Week One, so I'm going under here on 64.5 rushing yards for Miles Sanders.
So going back to the Steelers, Pickett, you think he's going to throw at least a pick in this game. So you got over the half pick. So throws a pick and you make your money at what price?
There yeah, you go. At minus 115. I mean, look, man, no disrespect. I did not want to come on here and and dog your Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just taking it as they come. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope that I'm wrong here. I think the NFL is better when the Steelers are good. I think the NFL is better when young quarterbacks like Kenny Pickett and Bryce Young play really well. We need more good quarterback play. We've seen a lot of bad quarterback play in the NFL, but I do think Pickett throws an interception.
God, I hope he has a good game tonight and they win. I can't handle watching them lose two in a row at home. I'm going to hurl. All right, Davis Lee Roth Maddock. We'll see you again tomorrow, brother. Thanks. Good stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver, huh? You got some Super Bowl odds shifting a little bit, huh?
Yeah, we talked earlier about how obviously week to week things are going to fluctuate so much with the MVP odds. They will with the Super Bowl, too. I just wanted to give you a couple notable changes from last week. The 49ers are now the second choice to win it all. I know that for us here, this is it's a small, but for everyone else, it's good. Niners 7-1. They are now ahead of the Eagles. The Cowboys, Scotty, have jumped to 8-1. They were 15 at the beginning of the year, so that's a pretty significant jump. They're fourth now. Bills 9-1. Baltimore up to 12. Miami up to 14. Cincinnati has fallen to 18-1 to win the big game, as they say, at the end of the
year. Give me the top five again would be who?
Chiefs 6-1, Niners 7-1, Eagles 8-1, Cowboys 8-1, Bills 9-1. Those are the top five.
Yeah, I got to tell you, look, I thought the Bills looked, you know, pretty solid yesterday. But in the 2 weeks that I've watched football, Miami's been better than them.
I don't disagree. And in fact, the weird part is Miami's favored. They're the favorites to win the AFC East now. They're slightly ahead of the Bills in the AFC East, but yet the Bills are ahead of them on the Super Bowl board. So it's just, you know, it's I'm with you. I think Miami's been a lot better over their two games. And they play next week in Buffalo.
Well, let's remember that Buffalo blew that game in New York. You're up 13-3 at the half. You got to win the game. And he handed him the game. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him, they win the game. Yeah. With all of his bad picks and fumbles, that's why they lost. But overall, they were playing good football against a good defense, and then they blew it, and then they turn around and go home, and they literally shut Vegas down. So I think they are a good football team that blew a game that they should have won and then showed what they were made of yesterday. So we'll find out a lot more when they hook up with this offense of Tua's because they mean business. Yeah.
Looking forward to that next Sunday, week 4, in the B-Lo for the Bills and the Dolphins. All right, let's get to tonight. We have two games on a Monday night. They kick off an hour apart. The first one, 7:15 East in Carolina. The Saints and the Panthers get together. NFC South matchup. Let's hear from Panthers head coach Frank Reich. Excited for his young Panthers to play in primetime.
You know, just good football team. Like I said, they defensively very stingy, you know, as far as letting up points offensively, you know, big time weapons. So really a great challenge. Monday Night Football, we're excited about getting the Saints on Monday Night Football at home to open up, for our home opener.
Listen, I have to say that's really lovely, kind words. You're talking about how great the Saints are. And I mean, they were like smelly gas to me in that first win. And then I am not sold on them at all. But I think they can beat this team. I honestly, I don't like the looks of things so far because the kid's, he's raw. He's fresh fruit. I mean, he's got to learn the hard way. And that's an edge to the Saints as far as I'm concerned. I'll give him this. He gets to be a little more, I don't know, nervously comfortable at home in his home opener, right? So unless they played their first game at home and I missed something, maybe I'm wrong. All I know is – Tonight he's on primetime national television at home. Is that an edge or is there a nervous edge? What has he got going here as a rook? And then against that defense and against Carr, who's clearly better than him at running an NFL game. So I think the edge is the Saints, but I don't put any stock in the New Orleans Saints like everybody else. Everybody else thinks the Saints are so good. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I agree. I don't think the Saints are that great, but I don't think Carolina's any good either. So I think this is a very tough one to back. As much as I want to back the home dog, it's very tough to do because I just don't think they're that good. The total's 39.5. The number is a flat 3 right now. Saints minus 3. Panthers money line plus $1.40. Yeah, I'm not as interested in this one as I am the other one, Scotty. I'm just not. I'm just not as interested in this game.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I'll be honest. I laid it with the Saints. I did lay it. So okay. We'll see if they can come through. I bet on them in week one, and they didn't cover. I know that.
Yeah.
All I needed was a field goal. They would have covered. They didn't do it. They sat on the ball. So, and you know I'm not a fan of this guy, Allen. Honestly, he's another one.
Oh, I'm not either.
Megan, way too much money for nothing.
No, I agree. I think their head coach is a problem. I think it's one of the things that doesn't matter. I think he's like a Bowles. He's a good defensive guy. Good defensive coordinator. I think he's very, very shaky as a head coach. Here are the most bet props. Maybe this is what I'll be involved in tonight in this game. Most bet props for Saints Panthers. Michael Thomas to score plus +250. Olave to score first touchdown at 10-1. Carr under 230.5 passing yards. Rashid Shaheed over 37.5 receiving yards. He had the touchdown for them last week. Thomas under 50.5 receiving yards. At minus -115, the most bet props.
That's not, in my view, that's not happening. He's having over 50 yards. And as long as that guy's not injured, in other words, yet, he's dangerous. Yes. He's, as long as he's playing, he's a commodity. I also think Carr will go over that number. Carr's not a bad quarterback. I don't have a problem with Carr. He knows how to sling it. I'll give you that. And, That's all I'm touching. I think, I like Olave to score. I think he's more dangerous in my book, money-wise, getting into the end zone, frankly, believe it or not, than Thomas is.
I got Olave coming up for you on the touchdown picks. Believe me, I think that's the one guy that I am circling tonight as well in this game for the Saints. Before I get to the other game, we've got the results of the Barkley MRI. Ordinary ankle sprain, 2 to 3 weeks for Saquon Barkley. So, that's probably best case scenario, right? I mean, you knew it was going to be something with an ankle. At least it's not months. It's just weeks, 2 to 3. You weren't winning Thursday night in San Francisco anyway. I don't think it's that. I think it's probably a best case scenario for them.
That thing's headed toward 12 by tomorrow morning at English muffin hour, honestly.
In the other matchup tonight, the AFC North, the Steelers and the Browns at the place the Steelers play. Oof. We'll start by hearing from Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski on facing the Steelers.
Okay, great challenge this week, Monday Night Football, division game, team that we know really well. They know us really well. Got a ton of respect for their team. It's a unique challenge in a bunch of different ways offensively. The things that they do for our defense, the things that they do pre-snap, shifts, motions really can be very, very challenging. Just the different things that they can attack you in the run game and in the pass game. So we have to be about our business there.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly do know each other well and all this other stuff. That's automatic. This is a divisional war. They hate each other. The cities hate each other. I've been to a million Brown-Steeler games. I remember the one thing that stood out to me more than anything else was how Roethlisberger owned them. I mean, he was their daddy. I mean, I have never seen a guy ever, one guy, dominate another team like that guy dominated the Cleveland Browns in his career. I mean, look at his 20 years and look at the wins against the Browns. It's embarrassing. And ever since, now he's gone, anything's possible. I see why Cleveland's favored. Everybody saw the Steelers lay an egg. So now they suck, and they want the fans want Tomlin fired. And then they either eat coal all week to get ready for this one and get, you know, livid, get angry, get physical, get violent, go after it and get it, or their season is, in my opinion, over. You go 0-2 and lose 2 at home. I have no stock in you. I also put that in the Pats. I put that in the Broncos. I'm sure that Sean Payton will turn it around to keep his stellar reputation intact as the greatest coach in the NFL. He'll fix that soon enough. And then, Bill Belichick is God, so he'll fix that. And then in Pittsburgh, they want this guy fired. If he loses tonight, he's going to have himself a migraine headache.
Which makes no sense to me whatsoever. But you think, night of a Steeler game, we weren't going to not get you pumped up with Mike Tomlin. Ooh. Right, Scotty? I mean, you got to have Mike Tomlin before the game to get you going. Here's Coach.
How do you find their marriage between the pass game and the run game with him being woven in now, especially with an offseason?
I don't know, man. Ask Stefanski. Maybe he'll provide an answer. You know, we're not in control of that. That mix, that desire, what it looks like week in and week out, or largely from a personality perspective, how they choose to divvy that up. I know what we need to be prepared for. And National Football League, man, you can't lose in the guts of the thing, in the line of scrimmage. We gave up a lot of yards to a significant back a week ago. It's reasonable for us to maintain that posture. To respect Mr. Chubb, he's gotten us in the past. They've allocated a lot of resources in terms of what they pay their guys up front, the talent that they hold, the interior people specifically are tandem.
Schematically.
And so that's why I said what I said.
I don't have any time for any of the other nonsense. I need the Steelers to cover. Get me to 2.5 with the black and gold. Let's drink beer. Check out.
I am with you. Steelers getting 2.5 at home. The home dogs tonight. Total is a flat 39 right now. Probably an under, knowing these two teams. But I'm on the Steelers, Scotty. I think the Steelers win at the place the Steelers play.
Honestly, can I get Kenny touchdown going here? I'm in fear of two things. Chubb and their pass rush. I think that they are not only dangerous rushing the quarterback, very physical. I mean, they could take this kid Pickett's head off tonight in Pittsburgh, and believe me, they would love nothing more than to take his head off and take him right out of this game. Believe me, they hate each other, these teams. So, dirty play. We've seen it before. Don't we all remember Mason Rudolph going at it with Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
These teams can't stand each other, and it's going to be violent. I thought, and I'll say this, like the Colorado State game, that's where you're going to get here tonight in Pittsburgh. They hate each other.
Most bets props are very simple. They're all Nick Chubb props. Anytime touchdown to score the first touchdown, over 82.5 rushing yards. The touchdowns for tonight. Let's go. Olave for the Saints, plus 190. Hayden Hurst, Scotty. He caught one from Bryce Young last week. Seems to like him. Plus 375 again. Chubb at even money. And I want Pickens tonight, Scotty. He didn't come through for me last week. I want touchdown Kenny to find Pickens at plus 260 tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, and I could see, again, he loves hooking up with Freiermuth, and I think Chubb will go over 82.5. And I hope Pickens throws a couple TDs. Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for Today in Carver High History.
Certainly is. We'll start in 1956 today. Mickey Mantle, eighth player in Major League history to hit 50 home runs in a season, 63. Final Major League Baseball game is played at the Polo Grounds, 1966. Johnny Unitas throws four touchdown passes for the Colts to pass Y.A. Tittle as the NFL's career passing touchdown leader. He's now 17th. 1971, the United States beat Europe 18.5-13.5 in the Ryder Cup by winning all four ball matches after starting the day only up one. 76, Indians player manager Frank Robinson plays his last game as a player. 84, Tim Raines becomes the first player with four consecutive seasons of 70 steals or more. 87, Tigers first baseman Darrell Evans hits a home run to make him the first 40-year-old in Major League history to hit 30 homers in a season. 90, Atlanta is chosen to host the 96 Summer Olympics. Ferrell was there. 91, the NCAA places Tennessee on 2 years of probation for football for recruiting violations. 92, Barry Bonds joins Willie Mays, Howard Johnson, and Ron Gant as one of only players in MLB history with two 30-30 seasons. 93, time is called just before Mike Stanley pops out. With the Yankees down 3-1 to the Sox with two outs in the ninth, he gets another chance. Yankees win 4-3. 94, U.S. beats the international team in the President's Cup behind an undefeated Davis Love III. 94, Ken Burns baseball premieres on PBS. 96, the Rocket, Roger Clemens, ties his own MLB record with 20 strikeouts.
He got him. He ties his own record 10 years later from April 1986. On September 1996, Roger Clemens does it again.
He was such a badass.
Does it again. 2017, Wayne Rooney pleads guilty to drunk driving. Banned from driving for 2 years, Wayne Rooney. What happened to Wayne Rooney, of course, now managing in one of the lower divisions in English football. So good for Wayne. There you go. We got through it all today.
What's one DUI? Several people have 5 to 10. Nothing.